This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualifications. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Hey, welcome to the Three Horsemen Show. Alex, T.O., Big Easy, minus an Eric. So it is the Four Horsemen today.
It is. Almost became a three again.
But it's the Three Horsemen Show.
That's true. We're still working out the details of how exactly that works, but
I don't know if we
it works well.
I don't know. We ain't changing the shit to the Five Horsemen.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it.
This is just more of a round table, which we need a round table. Maybe one of our new studios will have a round table. We can just sit, smoke cigars, and shoot the shit.
Yep. Maybe without the whole cigars thing.
I've been
the building in Illinois is illegal. But,
I understand that. Yeah. I've been up since 11 o'clock last night. If you can't tell, I'm talking a little faster, a little more awake today.
I haven't noticed that.
I'd like to thank a new corporate sponsor, Nike, for reaching out and being a sponsor of the show.
These guys probably don't know what you're talking about yet.
I know what you're talking about. I'm surprised, surprised you haven't
brought it up in the last 30 seconds.
Is it that guy who cut the Nike emblems off the socks or whatever? Is that what we're talking about here?
Big and Rich?
Yeah. Oh, John Rich or Ricky Big. I don't know.
I don't know much about it. Details.
Protesting Big and Rich, I deleted both their songs off my
Both? Nike, I'm shocked Nike did it. They went with Colin Kaepernick as their face of the 30-year anniversary. And
the Three Horsemen shit, talking wrestling as always.
Pissed a lot of people off and made a lot of people. No, here's my thing, though.
Oh.
Here's this thing.
I'm going to tie this into wrestling.
Watch this.
I'm going to tie this into wrestling.
Hey, folks, if you're listening, I just open your ears, shut your lips, and learn. Here we go.
Do you know how many current wrestlers on the WWE roster wear Nikes right now?
Probably zero.
Oh, fuck.
Seven.
Are you kidding me?
Well, their contracts with Tap Out and Under Armour and all that shit, isn't it?
Look it up. They all have custom shoes made by this guy. They're all with their colorways on it and everything. I'll be interested to see if WWE makes some type of stance.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you don't think that they'll...
No.
Seriously?
This will die off in 3 days. Look at the news cycle.
All right.
This is nothing. All right.
You haven't thought of the news cycle.
The Bellas have their own like special Jordans, Jordan 1s.
Oh, man. I bet
which
those
she
are
about
selling
broke,
like whatever the opposite of
hotcakes. She about broke
are.
Her neck last night. It was fantastic.
What a show.
I sent Corey the video of it. She tries to do a suicide dive, and her thighs or her stomach hits the second rope. It was one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time.
They have their own Bellas show. But in a close second to being the worst show on television is probably Raw. 3 hours long. I can't imagine sitting through that.
Could you imagine going to one of those?
No.
Oh.
God,
it sounds tailor-made to sell tickets, merchandise, and commercials.
Oh.
Sounds perfect.
What, you're flipping through the channels and you land on it?
Well, I mean, not good for a consumer, but great
I got it perfectly.
Hey, is this supposed to be a pixelated version of Colin Kaepernick on the stream?
No, that's a pixelated version of Eric.
Oh,
we're in
it's
his
close.
Looks like a football helmet. So,
it is a level 3 helmet that keeps you from getting headshot in one shot.
Hmm. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. By the way, go to YoRadio.com. Download the Yo Radio app. We'll be live on there. Time TBD because we were supposed to be live last week, or no?
This
it was actually supposed to be today. Yeah, wasn't it? But that didn't happen. It is going to happen. And when it does, you'll already have the app downloaded. So we'll be on the number one channel, right? We'll be on lineup one?
Yo One.
Yo One.
Yo One.
Oh, is it really? Yo One?
That's the name of the station,
The top corner? No shit.
Or the lineup, either
I one. I thought it was the lineup. I thought Yo One was like the number one.
Yeah, as you say, Yo Radio or Yo One is our top 40.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be on the lineup.
Yeah, lineup one.
Right. Well, the lineup.
Well, it'll all be live. Like Monday Nitro.
Well,
Monday NyQuil is Steve Austin would say.
That's right.
I can neither confirm.
Lots of talking here.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Let's also throw out our YouTube channel. If you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening from, first off, thank you. Second off, go to YouTube, which is youtube.com/THETHREE Horseman, HORSEMEN show. Right?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
The Three Horsemen show.
We gotta change that graphic.
I thought it was The Three Horsemen.
Yeah, THE, THREE.
But no show on the end.
Are you sure? Let's double check that real quick.
We'll look it up.
Learn this and we put it on the graphic.
We'll look it up for you, but you can also go check out our Twitter, which we have just not paid attention to. And our Facebook, same goes. We're getting back into this. Once we get going on Yo Radio, we'll have it all updated. We'll have guests.
Once we sign that contract, we'll really...
We stop going on these Japan tours.
Find the dotted line, fight the scorpion.
That's right. We do it all. And we're going to talk about the Horsemen today. But first off, T.O. wanted to talk about All In.
What'd you guys think?
Go for it.
Didn't see it. Go figure.
I was watching Notre Dame, Michigan. But yes, All In was on in the same room that we were at. What'd you think of the show, then?
So, Alex, I'll ask you because you are more of a... You appreciate the Kenny Omegas of the world and the New Japan Pro. It was kind of weird. Like, to me, it was kind of a weird thing because they tried tying in the NWA, the legacy of the belt, with, you know, Cody winning the belt his father held, and even trying to get the same photo almost of the blood in the hair, just like Dusty mm-hmm. did. But they follow that up with a bunch of pop-up dicks or... Like
pop-up dicks?
Literally.
Honestly, they
like inflatable penises with... Yeah, it was...
Mocking one of the most popular gimmicks of the last 30 years of The Undertaker, having them come out as the Druids. I mean, like, it was very different. Like, in some senses, they tried to stick to the traditional old school route, and then other things they did that was just kind of like, you know, as Cornette would say, shitting on the business. So I, asking you, like, you know, you do like the new stuff. Not saying you like the dick flip done by
answer the fucking question.
What's his name?
I haven't been asked the question yet.
But what was your take on it?
I think if they would have rearranged the order of the matches and the segments, it would have. Yeah.
Yeah. Has it not done it at all?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to, if you have to have it on the show, do it at the beginning.
Do it anywhere else.
But the match itself, so the Aldis Cody match, it was okay. It wasn't great.
Boring.
I'm being nice. Corey's saying boring, which I
tend to agree with. Go ahead.
I agree. if you rearrange the order of the matches, though, maybe have the NWA title match go on third to last, and then...
Or last.
No.
Really?
No.
Wasn't that the payoff, though?
Well, I mean, that's what Cody did, was just the self-masturbate in him. I mean, it was a night created for those three guys that did it to get over, and the Young Bucks and Cody were the ones that put the show on.
So. I feel like watching Fall Brawl and watching Ultimo Dragon and Rey Mysterio go on last.
No,
the fuck was that?
I'd watch that.
I know. Well, see, and that's the thing. It was a good match.
That was the best.
That was the best
probably
match.
The best match. And then you got to think you've got Kenny Omega and Okada on the card also.
I would have had that close. But you run with the time issue with that.
Well, you got to get Hangman Page's match in there. If there is
you have to have a Chicago street fight.
That guy's a star in the making, I'm telling you.
Joey Janelle or whatever.
How many guys are in the fucking Bullet Club? 104?
No, they left their logo up all
pretty,
night.
Pretty close.
Jesus. It was like it never ended.
But if you had Omega and Penta Zero, whatever his name is, if you have that go on last and then have the segment with him in the Jericho schmoz closing it out.
That's the big thing. I agree.
Wait, when was Jericho? When did Jericho come out?
That was the third to last match, wasn't it?
Was that the Omega match?
Yeah.
Who did Omega wrestle?
Penta
Zero, whatever his name was.
Okay. Got you.
I thought Jericho's been wrestling under a different name under a different Fed.
This was
some sort of mask
he's,
thing.
He's been Chris Jericho for anywhere he's wrestled for 20 something
Jericho
years.
Jericho came out as a luchador lights were cut, and then he attacked this
My
guy.
My best reference to this would be headline. Either the what did they do in 95? Wrestle for America, or what was it? The big thing out in Cali they did. It was a bunch of Lucha Libre guys.
When was this?
95? 96? They did a big combo show. The
stop
other one
the,
I can
stop the wall 95. The know. Big no.
The when worlds collide thing.
No,
no. I can't
remember the name of it. The other thing I would compare it to was Super Clash 85 when NWA was trying to come together with World Class and all those guys. They did that one, and they did Super Clash 3, which was a huge flop. First Super Clash was in Comiskey, which made sense. This was like bringing New Japan together with ROH and what's TNA.
Impact.
Didn't they have any guys off that?
They found out that pretty much this was all, the whole show wasn't funded by Kenny and the Young Bucks. That was the sell to make it look like the wrestlers were doing this to get the fans behind it. Billy Corgan and Sinclair Media, which owns Ring of Honor, put the money up.
Old Sinclair Media Group.
Yep. So it was,
can't get enough of them.
But they sold it out, apparently StarCast. Do you know who another guy was that was behind the whole thing?
Who dis?
Was the big podcast guy. no, he...
Must be a big name.
Conrad...
Thompson.
Conrad Thompson. He funded a lot of this.
Told you.
Yep.
He should have made an appearance at the show. Pitch your ass off the fucking...
A lot of people don't like him.
Out of Flair's fucking dick and get out there and do your thing. He's popular. I disagree with that. I think Conrad Thompson is very popular. I don't care what he did.
No, there's a section of people that like him, and there's a section of people that don't.
What happened when?
Yeah.
I enjoy his shit, his shtick.
He paid Michael Hayes to come hang out for a weekend and smoke cigars with him.
Man, when he yelled at Bischoff, there was an episode he did with Bischoff, and he just went, "You fucking..." Oh, it was good stuff. It was pretty funny. And I enjoy that.
I don't mind.
At least
the guy,
he takes so. Pritchard and Bischoff to task.
Yeah.
As a mark.
Yeah.
Marks make the business. Last time I check.
He's a money
mark. Check
mark. He's a money mark, though. Those are looked down as the worst.
Nothing wrong with that. We're money marks. We're getting paid big money to do this, aren't
That's
we?
That's true. I mean, I'm.
Or am I the only one? I mean,
retiring to the Hamptons.
You're getting paid. Whoa. You guys are getting paid to do this?
This is
what
like
the
click.
Fuck?
We're talking about our paydays
Lots
now. What's going on?
Lots of cash.
Oh, we need to go figure this out.
I took your share, Tio. Hope you don't mind.
That's okay. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Let's main event this thing. Let's talk
an
about
extra
the
fifth of nothing is.
Let's talk. Let's talk. Anybody else got anything to talk about wrestling oriented? Or let's talk about your belt first.
This is the NWA National Heavyweight title.
That's awesome.
Figure that out.
This is the Crockett Mid-Atlantic version that everyone's pretty much most familiar with. I had the Georgia version, I don't know, a month and a half ago, whatever it was.
You get that when you win the Crockett Cup.
Look at him. He's just needling you. It's okay. If you're on YouTube, you can see it.
To answer your question, no.
I see Tully.
Did you get a cup?
No.
Oh, okay.
You did get a cup. What?
You got a trophy.
Yeah. You got
a, that's a cup.
Yeah, like
a cup.
Yeah.
Well, technically.
Yeah.
It's like a Stanley Cup. It's like a coffee cup. Any other cups we can name?
Protective?
Like that.
Styrofoam.
It's nicer than that. I wonder whatever happened to that.
What happened to what?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was at the CNN Center. Crockett Cup. I just wonder what happened.
I guarantee Cornette has it hidden away.
Fuck. Who won it last? Sting and Luger? 88?
Tessa Blanchard.
Oh, Jesus.
Nope. Tully. I mean.
Yeah, it was Sting and Luger, I think.
Yeah, it was. Road Warriors, Dusty Nikita, Sting and Luger. Okay, continue.
There were only three of them.
Yeah.
I thought there were
just discontinued that.
Yep. I think Tully Blanchard when I see this particular belt.
Same here.
I think it was daughter. I don't know where the core.
Big E, thoughts?
I'm loving this shit show here. I'm just kind of sitting back. And
yeah, I don't know. They're just doing
I don't know a goddamn thing about the Crockett Cup or whatever.
It was around when you were like four.
I mean, that's...
Five. Somewhere in there.
I'd eat cereal out of it. It's about all the use I got for it.
Goddamn right.
Fruit Loops, anybody else?
Okay, so at this time, was there still a TV champion? Mm. Was there still a U.S.? So the U.S. championship replaced this, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
The U.S. heavyweight.
Yeah, I think it was. It was like a match with Nikita and somebody where they basically just did away with this.
Makes sense.
Oahu was the last one. We found that out last week.
So it was Wahoo.
Well, I already knew it because I answered the question right. But
was it Wahoo Nikita?
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
This belt just kind of faded into oblivion once they merged and went national. But it was prestigious at the time. I guess it just went away.
It's a nice looking belt.
Oh, it's a good looking one.
Yep.
Let's see. Yep. Match with... No, I'm sorry. It was... So Nikita beat Wahoo for it. And then the title was unified with the U.S. belt, which Koloff won from Magnum on August 17th, 1986.
Best of seven.
So Magnum, he was it all in.
A lot of people were there.
Magnum and Tully were on the show, though.
Yeah.
That was kind of a cool spot.
Yeah, they had a bunch of stuff there. They had a War Games retrospective, which we'll talk about today a little bit. Oh, man, you guys are fun today. Okay, so we're talking about the horsemen. Who's your four horsemen?
Well, first of all, it was recently voted by WWE as the second best faction in the history of wrestling.
Dungeon of Doom?
Nope.
I'm going to go with DX, probably.
Nope. To the Shield.
No, fuck you. Really?
I sent you guys a text yesterday.
No, fuck you.
Yeah.
Good answer.
WWE.
Use that later.
WWE.com did their top 10 factions of all time and fucking had the Four Horsemen second to the Shield. Not kidding you.
Oh, there you go. What's wrong with that? I mean, look at how much they've dominated.
Well, the charisma. I mean, you know, the promos they can cut.
Mr. Charisma. Come on, Triple H. Nobody?
Yeah. No, I got you.
When he said charisma, I was like, what the fuck's charisma? That's an oldie, but a goodie.
I know. It blew my mind, though. I figured the horsemen were like the Jordan Bulls.
Well, the Shield are better workers. I mean.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
You know, constantly.
I don't even know if the Shield would be in my top 10 of factions ever.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Really?
TV shows, but not factions.
There it is.
Shield's definitely top 10. Yeah.
Top 5.
Good call there.
Who's the guy you guys always mention? Who?
Vince Mackey.
Vic Mackey.
Vic Mackey.
Like a motherfucker.
WWVM do? What would Vic Mackey do?
Man,
live my life by that.
Oh, yeah.
Like I start thinking, should I like blackmail this guy and put drugs on him and like try to hold him over the pressure over?
Just wait till Corey gets pulled over the next time I hit a bunch of shit in his car. Vic Mackey'd your ass.
Oh fuck, man.
Nobody knows what that means, but anyway. Alex? We'll start with you. Who's your four horsemen?
Rick, Arn, Tully, and Barry Windham.
Oh,
wow.
That's a very popular pick. Ole. That's a flair pick.
Yeah, I go with Ole. That's mine.
Ole instead of who?
Instead of Wyndham.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The original.
There's a couple good ones out there. What about the incarnation with Benoit and Steve Mongo McMichael?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, you didn't like Steve-O?
I don't have any cricket sound effects.
Come on.
That.
What about Dean Malenko? Wasn't he a horseman?
How about Paul Roma?
How did we know? Don't forget Paul Roma.
Paul Roma was a horseman? No way.
Oh, you're going to get a fuckload of Paul Roma later in this show, buddy.
Good old Paul Roma.
Don't you worry. Paul Romani. I don't know what his fucking name is.
Wasn't Curt Hennig in there at one point in time towards the end?
He was NWO. But.
Oh, there's a bunch of guys. Sting was a four horseman. Jeff Jarrett was a four horseman.
You forget how many there actually.
What did he say?
Oh, Slapnuts.
Slapnuts.
That was his nickname.
Don't piss me off.
God, he sucked.
What a fucking horseman that guy is. I had the fucking list up here. I keep saying the F word. Why is that?
Corey's tired.
Probably because, oh, not at all. I had the whole list, and now I've lost it.
I've got it right here. We've got Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, Tully Blanchard, JJ, leaving JJ out.
That's right.
Luger, Barry Windham, Sting, Sid Vicious, mm-hmm. Paul Roma, Brian Pillman.
Oh, fuck. Forgot Sid.
Pillman.
Chris Benoit, Steve McMichael, Jeff Jarrett, Kurt Hennig, Dean Malenko.
When was Pillman in?
Pillman was 95, 96.
Mm-hmm. Ran the whole angle with the Arn Flair.
Yeah, I don't remember that one at all.
Oh, yeah. Big one.
On a side note, do you think Evolution was kind of a ripoff? Throwing Flair right in that to make another Four Horsemen.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, pretty much exactly the same thing.
The modern day Four Horsemen.
They dressed really nice. I mean, they took a lot of the similar
style,
gimmicks.
Profile, and, yeah. Et cetera.
I would agree with you on that.
They've done and redone that probably 10 different times.
Sure.
Yeah, they even did it in TNA, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about that.
Now, see, my favorite incarnation, and I don't know why this is, probably because I thought we all liked him as kids. We didn't know the difference between work rate. I love the Luger. I love with Flair, Tully and Arn, and Luger, just because Luger had that cage match with Nikita, and they had the War Games, and that was when they were probably as hot as they'd have ever gotten, I think. I mean, if you look at everything that was going on, 86 was probably their best year, but 87 was when they kind of got real national. They started going to California and doing a lot of things that they shouldn't have done. So,
I think Luger might have been my favorite, like whenever he was in it, if they would have done it for longer.
Yeah, it's a year.
Was it even a whole year?
Yeah, it was not really.
Around about 10 months, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just, if they would have ran with that longer, my answer would probably be different.
I mean, I was 5 years old, and like they tried to make Lex Hogan later in the WWF, but I saw Lex on the same, I mean, obviously Sting came around and made his deal, but I thought Lex was like the deal then, especially he was cut out of stone.
Yeah, total package, probably.
Yeah, not very flexible, and he always pointed his finger in the interviews.
I never liked Luger.
Really?
He was just very plain to me.
I mean,
no, I was a Luger mark.
Same here, man. I thought he had it all. He had a loud voice, worked the mic well, great. I mean, the total package, really, he really was. He was a great wrestler, I thought.
Yeah, well.
As a kid, dude. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, you're right. You didn't know any. None of us knew better.
No.
I mean, none of us knew better, but that's all that really mattered. Whenever you're looking at it with those quote-unquote innocent eyes, that's when it really mattered.
God, those clotheslines and those punches, and him always grabbing his dick.
And then a good fucking screaming bicep flex.
Right. Well, and you had to have that.
Yeah, you had to have that.
Have you guys never watched the YouTube video of him grabbing his dick? He just constantly was touching his dick
for like 10 hours. I'd love to have it.
Well, it's a few minutes long. He just always went to it. I don't know why.
Just a little safety blanket, huh?
Weird.
Safety hose.
It's a strange. Have you never seen it?
I have not.
Really?
I have not.
Always touching it?
Like
or?
At the tip of it, too.
Yeah.
Like not adjusting himself. It was like he just like he felt it shrinking from the steroids as he wrestled.
Oh, no, there's another inch.
There goes my scrotty.
That's your balls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Steroids?
Yeah, dick, balls. It's, you know, it's all shrinking.
I think it wouldn't matter if any of us were on it, but since none of us are on it, it doesn't really.
Yeah, I haven't.
Like, if I was losing mass out of either one, I'd pretty much make sure you guys knew exactly where it was coming from.
We had a buddy who took steroids, and his face just blew up, and we're like, ooh, that's not good. Remember that? Remember when Nick took him, and his face got hard and, like, just started?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, I do.
Sheesh.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be real embarrassed on the wrestling show. I almost took steroids in college. They were like, hey, do what you got to do to get bigger. And I was
if
like,
I knew where to
no.
Get, I might try him for a couple months. If
that's
I knew where
why
to
you
now,
didn't make it to the league.
Something to do.
Yeah, that's why.
Come in like 3 months from now and just be juiced up to high hell, fucking muscles on top of my muscles. That'd be funny.
You think people would fuck with you if you did that?
What do you mean fuck with me? I hope not. I don't like getting fucked with.
So what's our... So as
I
we
don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
So as we talk about the Horsemen, is there a certain moment that jumps out at you or anything? I mean, everybody's a Flair. I mean, Ric Flair is Ric Flair.
Well, one of the most iconic we've quoted on this show and many other shows is the get out of the business.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, exactly. So I think the guy that made them go and made it all happen, obviously Flair was there.
Right.
I think Tully's the... is the maker of that made people hate them.
He's a catalyst, yeah.
Agree or disagree?
Totally agree.
Can you tell us why you would say that?
Because he was a fucking asshole. Just, he was always the guy that had to cheat to get his... I mean, he came around and he had...
Cheated as a wrestler or cheated, like, at life to get ahead to make the Horsemen work? Like, I'm not sure if you're like going kayfabe here cheating or.
Oh, I'm a kayfaber.
Okay, so he's cheating.
Kayfabian.
He's a tight puller, not a fucking political guy.
I just thought, you know, they'd have the interviews in front of the World Championship Wrestling thing, and it was always him that was just kind of a prick. He was the prick. I mean, Flair was the look.
Tell
what
I how it is, real short. This is the bottom line type of thing before Stone Cold.
Yeah,
even more dickish.
Yeah, just annoying.
I don't have to say this, but I'm saying it type of thing.
You wanted to see Tully get his ass kicked.
Sure, didn't happen often, did it?
Every time they got in the ring.
Every time they got in the ring, Tully got a good beat down. I mean, I need to fucking watch a couple.
It's kind of like Flair. You can probably count on your hand how many matches he won during the run of the Four Horsemen.
Flair?
He did not win many. He won when he won his titles. That was about it. I mean, he got beat every night. DQ,
yeah, it was
count
never,
something.
Never clean.
No.
No.
Anything else?
Who's your favorite?
I like,
Jesus.
What was your favorite feud? Like, what do you, I remember the angle of them being in the car recording.
When they beat up Dusty.
That's the big one I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking Ricky Morton's nose.
Great one. You like them teeny boppers. He brought out the little bikini. He said, yeah, this is for your girlfriend. And it was just like a 4-year-old's bathing suit. Oh, it's fucking.
Oh, just Flair, like a promo, you mean?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Flair was money. Just killing people on the mic.
Okay, one of the funniest moments.
And who could forget the moment that Ricky Morton retorted with, no. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that. Funniest moment was when, so the Horsemen were doing a promo, and then I think Dusty and Magnum came out to the ring, and then the Horsemen were walking out, acting like they were going to, you know, go 4-on-2 on him, and then here come the Road Warriors, and then Hawk gets tangled up in the...
Just bounces it just on whatever the fuck he's
like
on.
It's like a pinball machine just trying to watch him get in the ring.
Falls down, pulling on the ropes, just a maniac. It's great stuff. That's why my favorite stuff is what they did with Dusty and Akita and the Road Warriors. I mean, that was where their money was at the time.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, that's how War Games took off. I mean, we've talked about that previously. If you don't have those guys, if you don't have that, I mean, you could probably throw in Magnum in there too, but I mean, I'm just trying to think of another guy in Mid-Atlantic at the time that, I don't know, I know they had
Jimmy Valiant.
I don't know, like
Jimmy Valiant in the cage.
I'm trying to think of one of Dusty's, one of his protege guys, like
Tim Horner,
Sam Houston. There we go.
Oh,
if you throw a Sam Houston in there in War Games for whatever reason,
Big Easy, your thoughts on Sam Houston?
He was great in the Alamo.
I didn't think you'd know who Sam Houston was.
I
was right.
Maybe you don't know who Sam Houston is because he kicked ass at the
Alamo.
Well,
now wait a minute, Jake Roberts' brother.
Sure.
Rockin' Robin's brother also.
Yes. Who can forget Rockin' Robin when we're talking about the Four Horsemen?
This guy.
That guy.
Rockin' Robin.
But, okay, so I'm going to guess that more people are familiar with Sid Vicious and Wyndham and Arn and Flair going through those War Games. Sid Vicious was, I mean... Everybody thought he was the next big thing. They thought he was the next Hogan.
He was the second Luger in the Horsemen. Like, they thought he was going to be big because of his
size.
Yeah.
And the fact that he looked like $1 million.
He was the first wrestler that legit scared the crap out of me as a kid.
Scared the crap out of Arn, too, with a pair of scissors.
Didn't he stab Arn?
Yeah.
What was the story behind that?
I love how we're just jumping around.
No, I mean, the story is that they were shooting pool and Sid was saying how old Flair was, and he needs to step down and let somebody else carry the title. Arn took offense, and it carried up to their rooms, and one guy comes out of his room, and the other guy's got a pair of scissors.
Now think about this.
Meanwhile, you've got Vader and Austin sitting at the bar watching them.
What year did this happen in?
93?
Somewhere around
okay,
there, yeah,
so 93, people were ready for Flair to step away.
Huh.
I mean, and look how long, the longevity of his career. I mean, how long did he wrestle after
Jim Herd tried to push him out in 90.
I know. That's my point. I mean, the Spartacus or whatever.
Yeah.
The,
all that shit. Black Scorpion. All that is Horseman.
I don't understand why something that was so over, why they tried ending it. That's what I don't get.
Because you got a guy that's coming in that managed a Pizza Hut, feels like he's got to make his mark on professional wrestling
and KPLR.
No, yeah. But I mean, was it because Flair didn't have the big body? I mean, was it the Hogan looking at WWF and being ambitious at the time, be like, all right, this is what we need to look like to be on the national stage?
I attribute it to them not knowing what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
Is essentially what it comes down to. You don't know who's making your money. You put the belt on Sting, not good. It doesn't go well because the only thing anybody wants to watch is him. Same with Luger. Luger versus Flair, money. So, Sting versus Flair, money. Sting versus Luger, no.
Amongst 18 to 40-year-olds, who do you think is more, like, who's more popular to them right now? Ric Flair or Hulk Hogan?
Oh, Flair is, I mean, people hate Hogan. I don't know why. I mean, I know why some do.
No, but I mean, like, I feel like Flair has become this cultural icon and has, like, crossed over into other stuff without doing the reality TV show, without doing a lot of the shit that Hogan did. And not just because Hogan dropped the N-bomb and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Flair is more relevant in today's society and sports and in a lot of different like, from his old stuff, nothing he's done now. It's his old promos of all the memes and the GIFs or GIFs or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah, but he crosses over because he's a genuine sports fan. Hogan's not.
Oh, he loves Hogan the Lightning does the and the Buccaneers and the,
oh my gosh,
and the Alamo Dome or where.
Yeah, the Superdome.
Superdome.
Silverdome.
No, but I mean, I mean, there was a song that just came out called Ric Flair Drip that was, I mean, a rap song that was in the top 10 sellers on iTunes for
how
long?
I'll never hear it.
No, but I mean, it's just, it's kind of fascinating that.
I think that's, well, that's what got him over. And you, I think the other thing you have to understand, I don't know. The South is so different than the North. If you go back and watch all that stuff that was going on, they were selling cartoons. NWA was selling violence. And they had real bad guys that were not, you know, not everybody was beating up Hogan. It was Flair coming out and selling for guys and people chasing Arn and Tully for their belts, people chasing Windham or Luger. They just had lightning in a bottle. God, how did they fuck that up? Everyone at the same time?
All good things must end, man. Eventually, you know, you can only do the same thing for so long.
Yeah. They just... If it wouldn't have gone away, you know, because they had the run and then Tully and Arn leave and you're left with Luger, or left with Luger, you're left with Windham and Flair goes into the Steamboat trilogy. And Flair was just, it was like he didn't age at that time. He already looked 40.
And one thing we haven't brought up, I mean, he'd been around since mid-70s, so he's, you know, at this point been in the business for 15 years.
Every bit of it.
So, yeah. I don't know. I agree. It just kind of makes you wonder, you know, and I've brought this up on other shows too. It's just, if you don't have Jim Herd coming in, I don't know. It just makes you wonder where the Horsemen would have gone, because, I mean, you had Arn and Tully leaving because of, you know, just Jim Herd and whatever is going on behind the scenes. But yeah, I don't know. It's just,
what are your guys' thoughts on Ole?
I don't think he was really.
There's not enough
brother.
Of Ole.
I don't think he was really Arn's brother.
What?
I agree.
What?
I'm just throwing that out there.
Did you when you were a kid?
We
though?
Might want to look at this.
Flair was their cousin. Come on now.
So, right. Whenever I was a kid, I totally thought that. I mean, why wouldn't I have thought that?
I did too. I had a buddy that lived, he grew up in Atlanta and played youth soccer with Ole's son.
Brun?
And said that.
It's not his kid?
He goes, Ole was just an intimidating. He goes, he just seemed like a dick. Like he said, he didn't talk to him or anything, but he goes, like, I don't know if it's, I saw him on TV and assumed that. He goes, but he just wasn't a friendly person. Which kind of matches with everything you've ever heard about him.
So Ole didn't exude any kind of nice kindness.
He didn't coach the kids and bring them apple slices and oranges at halftime.
Boy, he
not
didn't
even
get
a
any...
pack of Miller Lite.
Did no one pick up on that? Nice kindness? No?
No.
Go back and watch the Clash of Champions promo.
That's a good one. You know what? If you're looking for another match with Ole after he had been retired, they put him back in the ring in 1990. Him and Arn against the Steiner brothers, and those guys beat the fuck out of him. Because think about those two in 1990. Think about them trying to wrestle with... I mean, obviously Arn could go, and they probably loved Arn. But man, Ole, Scott Steiner said, fuck this. Same with Rick. They beat the fuck out of him. It was a wild thing. I can't remember what the... if it had a name. But, oh, man, it's a Flair Luger. It was after Sting got hurt and had to miss the match. That's where they were going to put the belt on Sting before they did the Ultimate Warrior Hogan thing.
Remember the Clash of the Champions? Now, this was a Flair match. I believe it was a Flair match when Sting shows up late. They jumped him before.
That's what
he
I'm talking about.
That one when he comes back in the ambulance and makes it. Comes to the ring.
Because Doug Dillinger pulled him off the cage and doesn't know how to work. Hey, tore your ACL. All right. Good deal. Uh-oh. Remember who that match was against? That cage match? If you could name these three guys, gold stars all around.
Crickets.
Give me
I don't.
The Great Muta. Buzz Sawyer.
Buzz Sawyer, yes. And
Angel of Death?
No, I wouldn't.
Somebody like that. Maybe somebody in a mask.
Kevin Sullivan.
Definitely not Sully.
Yep.
What other horseman stuff you guys want to talk about?
I just like the... how, I like the angles whenever they... I mean, okay, well, at the time, I didn't. It. You know, well...
Kids... But as a kid, did you like him?
No, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, as a kid, I didn't like him. But then, like, going back now and watching it, I love the angles whenever, you know, they injured Dusty... broke Ricky's nose. Didn't they do something with Nikita, like broke his neck or something?
Yeah. That was with a bunch of pile drivers in War Games.
Was that during War Games?
Yeah. Hurt his neck, and then he had to wrestle Luger with the collar on.
But they were the... they were like the...
great match, by the way.
The Austin and the NWO. But we didn't realize it because we were, you know, we were younger kids. But I bet teenagers and, you know, 21 to 40-year-old males thought they were cool as shit.
Well, yeah, because they would show people in the crowd, college guys with suits on, doing this.
Yeah, it's the perspective of where you're at as a kid and what you thought of them. Then you go back now and you actually appreciate the promos and appreciate the shit they said and did, and you don't get it. But then when we were teenagers and you had Austin doing that stuff and you had the NWO, a lot of people didn't like the NWO that were younger and wanted Sting or wanted someone to do it, but like... we're sitting there thinking, man, that's cool as shit. Like, who's going to join? Like, it was something you got wrapped up into and you'd watch to see who was going to join the NWO next or what they were going to do next.
For sure.
Which, looking back on it, that's kind of what the Horsemen were before NWO, before that. They were kind of a against the grain, not your outlaws, but your heels that were over to a certain demographic.
I still think if you try to recreate the Horsemen today, but you have, let's say, two of the four guys that can actually cut a promo and not, you know, have to rehearse it. Like, if you just go out there like Flair and just, you know.
Flow.
Yeah. I still think it would be successful. But the problem with Evolution, the problem with whatever TNA, whatever their version of it was, you just didn't have guys that could go out and cut a promo unrehearsed. And even after it was rehearsed, they couldn't do it.
Flair says to this day, if you had to start Horseman right now, he had picked Ziggler as the first guy.
Totally agree. It'd be your Flair.
It's got a look, for sure.
He says he can talk, too. Guy. I can't remember who because he picked four. They did it, and he asked the four that he would do. And
he threw Rollins, I think, didn't he?
I think he went really political and said Reigns. No, I shit you not. He said
I think
like,
he's right.
Ziggler,
I think he did.
Reigns.
Cena. Got to be in there.
That far. But I do think you said, like, Triple H could still come. I mean, like.
Of course.
Just
The Miz would be in there for me.
You know what? He might have mentioned The Miz.
He'd be my Tully.
Now that you say that. But.
Because he's hateable.
The one that he never wavers on, it's always Ziggler. Ziggler is the one that he, he said he'd come back and manage. He, you know, he'd do this. Do
so
that.
He said Ziggler, Rollins, Reigns, Randy Orton.
Of course, Orton. Be about the only thing that could get Orton over these days. You know, the Horsemen also gave birth to the Dangerous Alliance.
Yeah.
Love them.
I don't even think about that.
Yeah, because the Horsemen ended and they had to start. Well, it was going really well. And then it just petered out because of Watts.
Well, it wasn't Heyman, though. Wasn't Heyman kind of being a dick? I mean, like pushing buttons and.
Well, he ended up suing him for anti-Semitism. What?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Heyman had a little bit to
do. Fuck yeah.
With
you can put up with that fucker.
So what happened there? So I know Sid went to WWF.
Yeah.
What?
Which end? Which time that it ended?
I'm going 91.
Okay, 90-91.
So WrestleMania Flair was...
Yeah.
Flair was...
He was on his way out,
too. No, that's 92.
He went after. Sid did.
Right.
And I'm just trying to remember...
What Tully and Arn did? Tully was gone.
Tully was gone, yeah.
Wyndham was still there. He had come back from the WWF.
Blackjack.
And he was it.
Hmm? Oh, I mean, it was... Point? They were just on their own.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just...
They fired Tully, though, to get Arn to come... Something... Didn't they fuck Tully on a drug test or
so that
something
was, that
in
was,
WWE?
Yeah. That was when they were coming back in.
Yeah.
I'm just... I'm trying to...
You're talking about on the way out when they all
I'm trying to verbally think what happened that led to the Dangerous Alliance having to throw them together.
I mean, that came in 92.
Right. But...
It was really just Rude. It already had Paulie Dangerously. So they pulled together... Zabisco, Eaton, Anderson, Austin. So Missy, I got five studs.
Was Missy Hyatt involved in that at some point in time?
No, Medusa was.
Medusa.
Medusa was fucking hot.
Man, way back when.
92.
As soon as she hit like 30, it was...
You know, I saw her in something the other day. She was dressed accordingly. She still doesn't look... She's a pretty older lady.
Medusa was probably 30 in 92.
Yeah. But she still looks good for 50-something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She got her... yeah. She got her things taken out.
Yours?
Boobs.
Take a look at some new
boobs
footage of her.
So why don't you think...
Yeah, back in the day, she was pretty.
Why don't you think they threw Wyndham in the Dangerous Alliance? Because he was still there at that point, was he not?
He was teaming up with Steamboat and Rhodes.
Oh, he was a face at that point. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So he was probably battling the Dangerous Alliance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was. Yeah.
So who was holding the belt at that time?
Which point?
Just when the Dangerous Alliance was at its peak.
Sting.
Who was Sting holding the belt? Okay.
Well... Yeah, and then Sting and Rude tossed back the U.S. belt a couple times.
Steamboat got involved in that.
Rude never held the championship, though, did he?
Nope. Plus, you had Gordon Williams in there.
That's amazing.
You had Austin.
You had the Steiners.
Austin with the TV belt.
They were loaded in 92.
Oh, yeah.
How they blew that.
No, you look at that's my point. You look at the talent they had, and then every single person that was over in 96 – 97, 98, with the exception of a few, they had under contract.
Yeah.
Like 92, 93. I think they had Undertaker at one point in time.
They had Kevin Nash and Diamond Studded Hall.
No, but they still had those guys. Like, yeah. I mean, like, they all had they could have kept options on all those guys. Michaels is the only, like, Michaels.
PN News.
No.
I'm trying to think of good workers.
No, but like Shawn Michaels, I'm just trying to think of WWF guys that weren't there that turned in the big stars in the Attitude Era.
The Young Pistols.
Yes. Scotty Armstrong.
Southern
Firebreaker Chip.
Todd Champion.
They had all the guys.
No, Wildfire Rich.
Who WWF?
They did. Thomas Rhett. They had the York Foundation. I'm
six
about
man
the York
tag
Foundation.
Team titles.
Come on.
No, but I mean, Dustin Rowe. I mean, I'm even talking about like their bit gimmick characters.
No arguments here.
They were all there.
No arguments.
That's amazing.
No, they were loaded.
They could have had Sable. They had Marlena. Like, just looking at like everything, Sonny, I guess, would be the only thing because they didn't have Candido, they didn't have Pritchard embodied on it. But like, I'm just trying to think of little acts that were big for certain periods of time that pushed WWF.
Yeah, got rid of all those guys and brought in Kamala and Harlem Heat.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, they have. I mean, you look at where the Horsemen were then, and then where they came back.
It was Hogan.
Hmm?
I mean, like when Hogan came in, yeah. It was Hogan and Savage at shifted everything.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder how Benoit got pulled into that later on. Pulled, I mean, I know he was a worker. Couldn't talk. Not great.
Pulled into the...
Pulled into the horseman deal. Because I know Arn was on his way out.
But did it have anything to do with a woman? Because she was always a... She valeted for Flair a lot. And then she started that angle with Sullivan. She was part of that. And then I wonder if that tied in somehow.
Well, first it was Flair, Anderson, Pillman, and Benoit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then Arn got hurt a little bit down the road. It was down the road. But you bring in McMichael.
Well, you lost Pillman, his wife.
Yeah, well, yeah. And but McMichael? Steve McMichael?
Why? I mean, there nobody ever.
I mean, Flair says it was because he could run with the big dog.
Fucking Chicago Bears, big dog, all right?
He was popular 12, 15 years ago before that from playing in the NFL.
Was he?
Oof.
Apparently he could drink, though, and Flair liked that he could drink, and he would just, I guess he made so much money in it, like his NFL days and his investments. They talk about on the 85 Bears when they did the 30 for 30 on that. They were talking about
a restaurant, I think.
That he would just go to a bar, open the tab, and say, whoever can drink with me, stay here. And he said Flair would try to pay for the bill sometimes, and McMichael would just, not a chance.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for a drink in Chicago.
I've made more money. Yeah, I've made more money than, you know.
How much do you think Flair had made up until 1995, we'll say, cash?
$0. Negative $10.
I was about to say, like his net?
No. How much do you think he actually brought in without blowing it out? Like, you know, what was his yearly compounded for, say, what was it, 20 years in the business at that point?
What do you think is, so you're saying what had he made in 20 years?
Yeah, maybe $5 million.
Without, no. Oh, no. More than that, don't 10? You think? Yeah, I was going to say.
He'd made 10. Back in the day when he was NWA champion, he was getting 10% of the gate everywhere he worked, and he worked 340 days a year.
Yeah, I think he might have done more than that.
Maybe, man. That's a lot
he
of
was,
money.
But how much he was getting, like, one-offs when he'd go to Puerto Rico to do a show? I mean, like, you talk about some of the, like, the just payments, like the Christmas Eve. Was it Christmas or Christmas Eve?
No, every Christmas was a big show.
But he went down there and then came back. Mm-hmm. And I'm wanting to say maybe like 40 or, you say maybe like 40
Christmas
or 50
was,
grand
Christmas
that day.
Was at the Omni, yes. But he would go down there over the holiday. That what we consider the holiday week.
Yeah. Went down there, worked something, came back.
Yeah. Man, he pissed a lot of that money away. I mean, woof.
Marriages will do that to you.
Well, four of them will. Woof. But those other guys, like looking at Tully, to think that his wife, what is going on? I feel like I'm going up and down.
Yeah, the headphone thing messed up.
Oh, okay. Tully, you know, he was married to a girl that divorced him and ended up marrying Magnum.
And that's where?
The I Quit match came. Oh, no. Oh, Tessa Blanchard, here we go.
Well, they were there the other night.
I know.
I bet a shit ton of people.
Tessa Blanchard, we get it.
I bet a shit ton of people did not know that until the other night. And they barely mentioned the relationship.
I bet they still don't know. They probably saw two random old guys.
No, but they said her dad, Tully, and her stepdad, Magnum. Which a lot of people in this day and age probably thought that they just said, there's her two dads, Magnum and Tully. They assume that they're a gay couple now.
Tom Selleck looks like shit, man. I mean, fuck. They don't know what Magnum, what's a Magnum TA? I carry a Magnum TA in my pocket here.
It's Trans Am.
Tully looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, I like.
What really happened when you get out of the business in 1990?
Fine God.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine. I'm Catholic. That's great. Nothing bad to say.
Get some Jesus in your life, boy.
Not your face.
Okay, so backtrack a little bit. Have you guys seen the YouTube video where Cornette talks about how the Midnight Express almost became members of the Horsemen?
No.
Yes.
Maybe. I did not know this.
So the short version is they're, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're on their way out the door at this point. Like their contracts are coming up, but then Cornette pitches the idea. Well, you've got Flair, and you've got
Wyndham.
So you've got
the Yamasaki Corporation with Hiro Matsuda.
Hiro Matsuda.
That's right. So you guys have no idea what we're talking about right now.
That's right.
Not a clue.
So basically, Matsuda Corporation is like their
Yamasaki.
They're ripoff of the Horsemen. They're still trying to run with a faction. So Cornette pitches the idea to Hurd, hey, let's have, it was Eaton and Stan Lane at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just throw them into the Horsemen, because this way you've still got Flair, your talker, you've got Wyndham, your worker, and then you've got your tag team, Stan Lane and Bobby Eaton. He actually goes for it and says, yeah, let's make this happen. Well, then, according to Cornette's story,
folklore.
Well, yeah. Supposedly, Jim Ross approaches Cornette and says, well, Hurd changed his mind. We're not going to do it.
Old Jim Hurd.
But I guess, again, according to Cornette, it was going to happen, and then he just nixed it.
They were also
going
to put Michael Hayes and Butch Reed in the Horsemen. A black fourth horseman.
I did not know about Butch Reed. I'd love to
hear more
about this.
How would that have gone over in Atlanta, Georgia?
Who knows, man? That could have changed the course of history. That could have been a civil rights fucking milestone right there.
You might not have had to put the belt on Ron Simmons.
There could have been a million people down there going, you know what? This didn't hurt. Butch is in.
Butch.
Atlanta didn't burn down?
It would have.
What else have we been wrong about?
Seriously, what's the backstory in that? Because this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Oh, they just needed two guys. So they were looking at them.
Oh.
They were looking at Kendall Wyndham.
Yeah, I heard that.
Ooh.
Boss Man was an associate. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, he was War Machine.
Horseman? War Machine. He was an associate of the Horsemen.
I did not know that.
These guys have never seen what you're talking about.
That's all right.
It's just me and you stuff. There's a kindred
spirit. I'm just trying to think what Cornette's role would have been if Flair still would have been the talker.
JJ.
Still toned down big time, though.
No.
You don't think so?
Get away with that? Him being an asshole? How easy would that have been? I'm right. Go ahead.
No. I'm just trying to think of how he would put emphasis on Flair instead of his two guys.
Well, the same
way. You know, because he would talk about Stan Lane being ripped and the ladies loving him. Like, Flair was always the guy that got the girls. So how would have Cornette navigate? I mean, I'm just trying to think of just how his promos would have been different.
Well, the same way, I mean, because JJ initially just managed Tully before the Horsemen even came into existence. And so, you know, he just jumped on board, and I think they would have done it the same way with Cornette.
Yeah.
Sure changed the way he dressed. Oof. Brutal.
Oh, no, just bright jackets, bright suits.
Bright tennis racket.
That's Cornette, yeah.
Yeah. How many times did JJ go back and forth between WCW and WWF?
Twice.
My bad.
That was it?
He was in the NWA, went to the WWF, went back to WCW.
That was all?
Mm-hmm. That was it.
He was back and forth more.
He worked through some dark days of a couple federations there, boy. Real good.
He actually spent majority of his time in WWF, didn't he?
More, I guess. Six, 7 years. Right around there. What about the Malenko Benoit? God, would they have even had four? Was McMichael still around? 99?
Yeah.
What?
Pretty sure.
Really?
Steve McMichael, 96, 97, and whatever this gap was. Oh, that's right. The Horsemen weren't around for like that year time period, the 98 to 99.
Oh, boy.
So who was the other ones?
Malenko, Benoit, Flair, and McMichael.
Oof,
with Arn running the show.
I bet they jobbed out a lot.
Oof, a lot of losses.
To a lot of bad wrestlers.
Oh, my God. We haven't even brought up Paul Roma.
I was just looking at that.
How the fuck did that happen? We didn't even bring up Jarrett or... We talked a little Pillman. Jarrett was in for a hot second, but Paul Roma.
They thought Roma was going to be like the cattle. I mean, they had big, big expectations for him.
Dude had a physique, but that's about it, right?
Do you remember him being
that's
on...
about it.
Do you remember
cool
his interview
really
on
cool
Austin?
Shirts.
Austin's podcast?
And I haven't listened to it.
Oh, I thought you listened to it, because it was about a year ago, and he just kind of said just how they had a problem. I mean, he's still bitter over it.
Oh,
he's still not happy.
Oh, God. Yeah. I guess he could – I wouldn't say he couldn't work, but, yeah, he did his thing. He was a bodybuilder. That was about it.
What was his other team? Power and Glory? Was that him?
Yeah.
Him and Hercules.
Him and Hercules Hernandez, yeah.
It's good stuff right there. I enjoyed some Power and some Glory.
Sure. See, that's just it. It's like you – I don't want to say enjoy, but you appreciate wrestlers that are in their appropriate spot in the company and on the card.
Jobber.
Fair. But then whenever you throw him into, you know, trying to reform the Horsemen, it's just like, why?
Yeah, why didn't they ever grab Barry Horowitz, you know, throw him into a top-level program?
Good question.
Just saying.
Patting yourself on the back for that one?
Love me some Barry.
I know.
Horowitz and Brooklyn Brawler were never a tag team. Oh. I wonder if they tagged. Shit. Wonder if they ever tagged on any house shows.
Oh, whoops.
Going down some more.
That was me. Yeah, I don't know. That's a hell of a tag team. Four Horsemen, we just divert right into the Barry Horowitz Brooklyn Brawler tag team.
Could you imagine a feud between them?
Can you imagine a buddy cop show with those two?
I imagine it happened quite a bit early in the house shows. What? A buddy cop show with those two?
Horowitz.
Steve Lombardi.
Would have Vince ever had the Horsemen?
The Jew and the...
Oh, wow.
The Jew and the Italian. There
well,
you go.
Horowitz is Jewish.
I know.
Okay. It's not like I'm just making something up.
You got to figure Lombardi's probably Italian, right? Brooklyn.
Oh, sure.
Lombardi.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Vince Lombardi, was he Italian?
The Jew and the Screw? Italian. I don't know what you'd call him.
Italian.
You're not allowed to call him a screw. That's a little...
Yeah, that's not anything, is it?
I don't know.
How isn't it?
I have no clue.
It could be something. We'll make it racist somehow.
You think Vince ever angled at getting the Horsemen over when he had three-fourths of them?
No. Wouldn't work here, pal.
Who owns
a bunch of these little guys?
Horseman Mark.
That's what I was going to say. Would they be able to trademark and everything else? I wonder
I
how
know.
That would have went.
There were four Horsemen vitamins.
Yeah. I just want to know how that money was distributed, though.
My guess? Unevenly.
I'm sure. But did Crockett, WCW, they own the mark after that? Or
Jesus.
Did Flair own
the way
mark?
They did business? Who knows?
Well, what was the tag name in
WWE? WWE owns it now. So
WWE,
WCW,
they were the Brainbusters. Is that right?
Yeah.
What was, and they didn't have a tag name.
No, they're just totally not.
Yeah, exactly. So they needed to give
them
a name.
They need one, to be fair.
I mean, they probably trademarked the Four Horsemen. I would... actually, who knows?
Fast and Wild back in those days.
Dude.
I mean, they were coming out to any music they wanted. They were pretty much doing...
Yeah.
Sting kept his gimmick all the way through when he was in TNA. I mean, like, you got to look at some of those guys. Were they smart enough to do it themselves, or did
probably.
They never do it?
Probably.
Once they all started getting attorneys and stuff like
that. I mean, Sting
like
was Sting before he got to NWA. He was Sting in the UWF, Mid-South, whatever you want to call it. There's another Horseman. Sting.
Briefly.
That was good shit, though, man. Great angle. Had to build him. Did it right. That's my phone.
Who do you think their worst enemies were? The factions that gave them the most shit, or the factions that they beat the shit out of the most? I mean, the Road Warriors come to mind.
I mean, the NWO just goofed them completely. I mean, do you guys remember that promo that apparently had, you know, they tell the story that Anderson's wife called, and his family was embarrassed of him because they put the pillow. I'm trying to think who did the Arn gimmick in the ring.
Nash.
And that they put the pillow in Nash's stomach and kept drinking and made him look like a drunk. And Hall and Nash say that those guys knew what they were doing. And they got it was not something they went and did on their own. That those guys signed off on it. And
Arn's cooler.
They got hot after it was done, though. That they did the shit they did. And
yeah,
some,
probably talked to their wives.
Heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's well, what that's
happens. What happened. Well, when you start asking people outside of what it looked like. I don't know. As a kid, or as a 15-year-old, I was like, not a big fan of that, but I don't know, man. It was they were kind of doing whatever the hell they wanted.
Well, what I heard was kind of like you said, that they ran it past Arn and Flair and everyone involved because, I mean, the promo, it wasn't the week before. It was like a couple weeks prior, wasn't it? I don't think they did those back-to-back weeks. Whenever the Arn retirement promo.
My spot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not dog spot. Not a liver spot, but my spot.
But they ran everything past them just because.
Courtesy.
Right.
Being nice to the old timers.
Yeah. I mean, and cause,
don't you guys forget this well, after we tell you. You guys are almost 45.
That's almost what Hall and Nash were known for just doing that kind of thing, too.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they would a lot of times do whatever they wanted. Because
I Bish, think it just
you got Bischoff
got
to back them and. Anyway, so they ran it past them, but then depending on who you watch or listen to, they took it too far, and you know.
Well, Nash acts like people were falling down laughing. That crowd wasn't having it.
No,
at all.
Because where'd they do it at?
I'm guessing down south.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was in the, yeah.
Probably not the place to do it. Now, if you go to, like, fucking Vegas and do it or something, then those people find it funny. Not in, like, Atlanta or Columbus.
Hey, we're going to do this. I was going to say, we're going to do this in Greensboro.
Tallahassee. Yeah. Most people don't find that shit funny. Let's not do it in the Mid-South Coliseum. Let's do it in fucking St. No, don't even do it in St. Louis. Go to Rochester and do it or something. I don't know. I'm trying to name cities.
That's a real one. You got, at least you got that going.
It's true. You guys want to cap this?
But as I say, I agree. I mean, I felt like that promo briefly kind of boosted the Horsemen back into the limelight, so to speak. I mean, again, it was brief.
It was great. They went to War Games, had Henning turn on them, slammed Flair's head in a cage, got him over good.
Well, no, I mean, over in the sense that if you watch that match,
fuck.
Anytime the Horsemen did something, they would get the face pop.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I agree with you. I think they booked it horribly, and in the sense of getting over long term, they obviously didn't, but at least up until that War Games, well, I mean, again, it's like 2 or 3 weeks maybe, but, I mean, you could kind of sense that Horsemen were kind of getting hot again, and then they pissed it down the toilet.
Pissed on them. Shit in their mouth. Yeah, all that.
Whatever analogy.
What a fun.
Hall and Nash knew that, though. I mean, like.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, and you had stuff going up. You had stuff going on behind the scenes with Bischoff and Flair for 2 years at least.
I still, when Ross says they almost had him talked into coming in with Reed.
Whoops.
When he had won the amateur championship, the medal, and they were going to say there's a champion in the former champ or some type of champion in the building.
Yeah, that was in Greensboro in April of 98.
Yeah.
That would have gone over well. Would have lost a lot of money, which he ended up losing anyway. God.
Who, Flair?
I would have held out and sued the shit out of him.
I mean, that's ageism.
He would have made a bunch
Michael Scott
of money.
Could have told him about ageism.
He would have made $6-7 million off that. Gone to WWF. Been a hero.
Dyed his hair black.
Whoa.
Like Creed Bratton.
Whoa. That's right.
Don't you ever say an unkind word about Creed.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What's up, cool cat?
Let's put an exclamation point on the Horsemen.
Woo.
Greatest faction in history? Yep. Of the business?
Yep. Second.
It's one of those things where it's not even close. It's like whenever we do the March Madness in the office here and we have to take Led Zeppelin out of the running because they're just going to win. Because
they stole all their songs or why?
Not just stole it or not.
I think Kiss is probably
number one. I mean, you can argue
the
same thing about Queen. The Horsemen. No gimmick is original. But they did it the best. You know what I mean? Whether it's original or not, they came up with every single promo word themselves. They were still the best.
Best part about the Horsemen is?
Just the attitude.
Attitude?
They were the best and they made you think it too.
T.O., best part about the Horsemen?
Promos.
Damn.
I mean, they go on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
They're ageless.
I agree.
When you have NFL players saying them in the locker room before a game, I mean, they've withstood the test of time. I mean,
that's
right. It's pretty cool.
You don't like using those cliches. You're in trouble.
you hate using
a cliche. You're like, it stood the test of time.
Standards of times.
You're having a gold dust moment over there.
Never mind. Alex?
Promos and that they could do both promos and that they could work.
Well, I mean, how many? You guys going to take them all or what are we going to do? You going to take every answer you can take? God damn.
Yes, all of them.
Leave me with something.
I like their boots.
Good. Ring gear, right?
No, the boots.
Damn it. That's ring gear.
All right. The boots and Arn Anderson's lovely red tights.
Good call.
With the AA on
good
them. Those were classy, were they not?
Double A.
Could you be any classier than those tights?
With the AA on
them. Money. Every one of them in a robe, except for Arn wearing that satin jacket or whatever the fuck it was.
That jacket. Satin jacket.
Just gold.
Well, I mean, they all came out like with their own persona too. So it's like you threw four different guys together. I mean, because you had Flair, the classy one. I don't know what you put with it. Arn,
classy.
Like I don't know. Just
the money man.
Arn with again the satin jacket. You had Barry coming out with like the cowboy look. And,
ooh.
And then I don't know what you'd call Tully. Just
a blasting cap.
There you go.
The dynamite. I thought the best thing about them is they always lost and came out and said, what the fuck are you talking about on Saturday?
They always lost.
We didn't lose anything,
they,
motherfucker.
They always lost, but still always had the belts.
Always over. Always over. Just took every loss, didn't care, made money. That's how you do it.
Quick little bit of trivia real quick before you go into your
trivia game. Yeah, go ahead. Jesus. What kind of game is this? Go ahead.
Sorry. Trivia is not the right word. So none of us were watching at this point, but I went to one of these little...
T.O., listen up. You were watching.
One of these
you were probably watching, too.
Recreations of the Horsemen called the Magnificent Seven in 2001.
Where at?
In WCW 2001, oh before their fire sale.
Whoa.
this was around for 2 months. You had Flair.
Hard to believe.
You had Flair as the leader. You had Jeff Jarrett. You had the Steiners, both of them. You had Luger. You had Bagwell. You had Road Warrior Animal.
Jesus.
I did not know this.
I missed this. Damn shame we had to miss it, too. Why does everybody want to talk to me? Okay. Let's play trivia.
Trivia.
Guess what the trivia is going to focus on.
What?
You're exactly right. The Four Horsemen.
Portland Wrestling from the 80s.
I was going to say late 80s Billy Joel.
Oh, we could have done that. Gentlemen,
we've
got four categories.
Illustrations.
As you can see on the big board.
Paul Roma.
As you can see on the board. Heel turns with five picks, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. Same goes with the Horsemen in the WWF E. Name that Horseman, which are all audio clues, and the Paul Roma category. If you don't know your Paul Roma, you're in some deep shit.
Is there any chances there will be spaghetti questions in the Paul Roma category?
Big E, I'm gonna let you know right now. There's a chance that anything can happen in that category.
Good to know.
Spaghetti questions.
Name the Horseman.
And by random selection that I just thought of, Big E, you're gonna go first. Big E, categories: heel turns, Horseman in the WWE. Name that Horseman. All audio clues. And Paul Roma.
Paul Roma.
Name that Horseman for 300, Corey.
Name that Horseman audio.
Audio only.
Audio.
No video.
Only.
Do I get to steal all biggies?
Well, yes. Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to. I mean, I don't know what country
I think,
this
I think,
is.
I think he meant if you're going in that order.
We are. He just said yes.
Counterclockwise.
Make sure.
It will not be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Woo! Something happened there. You guys okay? Everybody good? Everybody still alive?
I'm good.
I apologize for that. And if I blew your eardrums out on iTunes, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Please what about everybody on Stitcher? Again.
Please don't sue us.
You're not going to get anything anyway. Okay. So for, you said 300? 300.
300.
If you are ready to roll here.
Hit me.
Let me get there.
Hit me.
I'm
just waiting for the J.B. Pritzker.
Not happening. Not today, anyway. Okay. This is taking way too long. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
Go ahead and hit me.
Go.
Mostly.
Excuse me. Mr. Jim Crockett is out here. Mr. Crockett?
What, do you got another check to cancel or something?
Is that Tully?
Tully for 300. Very good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nicely done. Nicely done. E keeps you know what to do. T.O., what you got?
Yeah, I'll mark my own scores.
Yep.
WWF for 400.
WWF for 400. Here's what we got. Barry Windham endured four gimmicks during his three stints in the WWF. Give me his two tag teams and his two names as a single.
Blackjack.
You just naming fucking card games, or what are you doing?
It was the Blackjacks.
Okay.
Hit me.
And,
hit me.
God damn it.
Fuck. Narrow, fucking narrow.
10 seconds.
Could you repeat the question? His two tag team names and.
Of course.
The Black Widow, or the Widowmaker.
Okay.
Widowmaker. The Black Widowmaker.
10 more seconds.
The Stalker. Okay. And
Five.
God damn.
Four.
It.
Three. Two. One. Alex for the
Cowboys. Fuck, I don't know.
No.
God damn it.
Okay, so do I need to repeat all three of those?
Yes, you need to give me his two singles runs and his two tag teams.
Okay, so he was...
Talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry. He was the Widowmaker, the soccer,
and his two tag teams.
And this was WWF.
Just yes.
Why don't you just give him the trophy?
10 seconds. Two tag teams.
BGGBGU is incorrect.
No. This is probably going to be wrong, but I want to say Blackjacks and the...
No.
Go
ahead.
The new Midnight Express.
No. Big E.
Repeat the question one more time.
Motherfucker.
Thank you.
Give me his two tag teams in the WWF and his two singles names. You've already got three of them.
Yeah, but what if I wasn't paying attention and I'm doing other work?
Oh, my God.
I know. I got a thousand.
Okay, so I need his two tag teams and his two names as a single while he was in the WWF.
Yeah, I'm going to skip.
Okay.
Go back to T.O.
No, thanks. The Widowmaker and the Stalker, yes. The new Blackjacks and the U.S. Express.
Stalker.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot. Oh,
yes, that's how it works. All right. What do you got?
Do I get three quarters?
You
of
get
that?
Dick for
I
that.
I should get 300 out of the four?
Here we go.
Fucking joke game.
Let's go heel turns for 400.
Heel turns for 400. On September 29th, 1985... True birth of the Four Horsemen, Rhodes came down to help longtime rival Ric Flair after Flair just successfully defended his title in the steel cage. Wayne Arn came down, jumped Dusty, and the rest is history. Who had Flair just beaten in that cage match?
What was the date?
September 29th, 1985. Who had Flair just beaten in that cage match?
Okay, September 85.
If you guys are even looking this up, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard of.
Definitely not looking it up.
Don't care enough.
Right.
Who had he just beaten? 10 seconds.
You didn't say the location of the match, did you?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to say, even though this is wrong, I'm going to say... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Big Easy?
Wouldn't it made sense?
Who would have beat him? I couldn't tell you, dude.
No idea.
I'm going to say it was the Freebirds, and that's why Dusty came out.
Incorrect. Nikita Koloff.
That's
the Russians were in the cage.
Yep, nobody. That was my next guess.
All right. Big Easy leading with 300 right now.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
What do you got?
Let's go with name that. No, I just that was WWF E for 500.
Uh-oh.
Wow, going for the throat.
I'm going to take the victory right here.
Of all 15 officially recognized horsemen, only two have never wrestled a match in a WWF, WWF, WWE ring.
Steve McMichaels for one.
There's one.
Wow. Wow.
Steve McMichaels.
Steve Mongo McMichael.
Maybe. Her. And name the other one.
I'm thinking. I mean, would you say J.J. Dillon? Because was he officially recognized? Is that a trick?
You got to give me your two.
I'm going to go with those two.
Incorrect. T.O.
Is that a trick?
Okay. So Mongo McMichael for that. And.
D-Malingo.
Fuck. Magnum T.A.
Incorrect. Who we got?
Magnum.
Alex.
When did he wrestle in the. Or not. God damn it. Not Magnum. Ah!
The dreaded Four Horsemen of Magnum T.A. Here we go.
Fucking came out, goddammit.
So two guys. So we've got Mongo, and I don't know if he actually ever wrestled. Brian Pillman.
Oh, he wrestled.
Incorrect.
Pillman definitely wrestled in WWF.
The two men are Ole Anderson and Steve Mongo McMichael.
Oh, Ole.
Very good. T.O. This is real Jeopardy, fuckers. Where you just don't get them all handed to you.
Fucking Corey has no life for 400.
Nope, not a category.
Okay, sorry. Fucking Mr. Hardcore here.
Hey, hardcore, you guys are picking all the hard ones. Hardcore, there's parkour. Easy ones up there, too.
Name that Horseman 500.
Name that Horseman. Oh, man. You're not going to like this at all. Oh, boy. Okay. You are going.
You're not doing replays?
Nope.
Okay.
We don't have fucking time.
Nah, I got you.
Getting hit over here with chairs. Man.
5 seconds.
I want to say Malenko.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I was going to say Malenko too, but let me pick a different one then all of a sudden. Let's go with Sting because he was always.
Woo!
He didn't. You know,
big one for Big Easy. Yeah, ding, was. Ding.
Yep.
Dinger.
It was.
Look at you, babe.
Thank you. That was 400.
That was five, wasn't it?
That was five.
Five? Hundo. You guys are eating poopy.
That's right.
Eating poopy.
It's a real word. Look it up, Alex. Read a dictionary.
Read a dictionary.
Tell you what, if Eric was here, Alex, we wouldn't have
that
anything.
Correct.
Okay. Who we got? We're back to.
Back to me, I think.
Who just picked that? That was Tio? Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Let me see the board. Board, please.
Board.
Board.
Oh, geez. Let's go name that horseman for four.
Name that horseman.
Horseman.
Horse.
Horse. John Nord.
I'm sorry. Did you say for 400?
For 400.
We can do that.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here it comes. You look. You watch. You watch. I had to be a little careful because
that's Ole.
That is Ole. Very good. That is correct. 400 for Alex. Big Easy.
Yes, sir. Let's go with an easy one. Paul Roma for 500.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this will be good.
Very
power
easy.
And glory.
This is the Daily Double.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to bet 300.
Okay.
On my $500 question.
What is Paul Roma's real name?
Paul Roma.
Incorrect.
Damn.
T.O., you're next to steal.
Paul Romano.
That's Ray.
It's his cousin.
It is Paulie.
Sure.
Paulie.
It's unlikely.
Rizzo.
Okay, incorrect.
No.
Paulie Rizzo. I don't know.
Okay.
It's Paul something. I don't know.
Paul Centipani. Here
close.
We go.
So yeah, close. Who wouldn't have known that one?
Go ahead, Tio.
Paul Roma for four.
Oh, really? Paul Roma lost his final WCW match on March 8th, 1995 to another wrestler who called himself a member of the Four Horsemen. Name that horseman.
Yep, he would have been beat by 95. He lost to, I'm going to say a guy by the name of Dean Malenko.
Incorrect.
No.
Stallings or
Heeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay. Brian Pillman.
Correct.
Yes!
400.
Boo.
Alex, take it.
Let's see.
Longest game ever.
No shit. Wonder why that is.
Go around the circle. Let's go.
Let's see. This game is long.
Let's do heel turns for three.
Heel turns for 300. We've got double turn. Great American Bash 91. These two former horsemen battle out in the steel cage for the WCW Heavyweight Championship.
Lex Luger, Barry Windham.
Correct. So heel turns for three is done. Big Easy.
What do we got? You got heel turns for four?
Gone.
Gone.
We're out of fours, huh? Give me a WWFE for three.
For 300. We have got Tully and Arn formed the Brainbusters in the WWF and won the tag titles. Who did they beat for the belts and who did they lose the belts to? Hint, it's the same team.
Rockers. That's all I got.
Incorrect.
Oh, they were in there for that short period of time. I'm going to go with.
I hope you get it. Offense, Alec.
Demolition.
Correct.
Yep.
For 300. That a babe. T.O., you're back
WWEF up. WWEF for 500. Let's get into this.
No, that's already taken.
Yeah, you didn't scratch it off, did
you? Yeah, because I scratched off the wrong one. Sorry. It's already gone.
What's
so
not?
You've got 1 and 200.
What's left?
1 and 200.
Okay, what else is left then?
Heel turns for 1 and 2. Name that horseman for 1 and
I'll
2.
I'll do WWF for 2.
All right. How many of the four horsemen have won the Royal Rumble?
Well,
all you have to do is give me a number.
I know. I'm counting them. He didn't win one. He didn't win one.
Any number.
One. He didn't win one.
10 seconds.
Just give me. I'm going to need more than 10 seconds or it's 30 fucking horsemen.
Well,
no, they're not.
I mean,
16.
Two of them never wrestled in WWE. Take those out.
Okay, 14.
Considering so many guys have won the Rumble and there are so many.
I'm going to say that there was only one and that was Ric Flair.
Incorrect.
No.
So how many different ones have won the Royal Rumble or how many total wins?
Oh, mother effort.
How many?
How many have won?
All you have to do is give me a number.
Well, he said one, and that's not right. I'm going to say two.
Three.
Hey,
incorrect.
Man, it's my turn. I was going to say three.
Doesn't matter. We wouldn't have gotten it. E, go. Or
gonna,
no, Alex, go.
He was going to say three.
I know.
I know him.
Okay, Al, or E, you get the points. Go ahead.
Yay.
Whatever. He could have said zero.
I could have, but I was going to say three. Give me the largest thing available.
Whoa.
It's gone.
Hang on. I want to know the three. I want to know the three.
Give Alex the largest thing.
Luger won the tie. Flair, Benoit.
Okay.
You're up.
He'll accept that answer, bitch.
Eh, let's just go Paul Roma for three. Why not?
Paul Roma for as a member of Power and Glory alongside Hercules, what team beat them in under 1 minute at WrestleMania 7?
WrestleMania 7. Let's see.
Los Angeles.
In under a minute, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So this was WrestleMania 7, 1991. I am going to say
5 seconds.
It wasn't Heart Foundation, was it?
No. Big Easy.
Hillbilly Jim and Coco Beware.
No. Close.
Seven. I'm going to say... Coco and Owen, the
high energy.
Yes, high energy.
Incorrect.
The
it was the
energy.
Road Warriors. Road Warriors. All right, time for Final Jeopardy. Let's roll.
Actually, it wouldn't have been Road Warriors. It would have been Legion of Doom.
Very
so
good.
You're fucking wrong.
Here we go. Put your bets down.
Got Corey.
Final Jeopardy.
I win.
All right.
Hey, Everett, I'm betting everything.
I'm betting everything minus.
What are you guys' scores?
Well, what I have is.
I have 800.
I've got him at 800. I got. T.O. at 300, I've got 1,100.
Beautiful. Get your bets?
Can I bet more than I have?
Sure, why not?
Okay. I'll bet 1,200.
Bet it all.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here's your question.
Here it is.
Arn and Tully had two reigns as NWA Tag Team Champions while members of the Horsemen. Two other teams, as members of the Horsemen, had reigns as WCW Tag Champions. Name those two teams.
Yep.
Say it one more time, a little slower.
Arn and Tully were tag champions in the NWA.
Twice.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you have to name the two teams that were WCW tag champions as members of the Horsemen.
Okay.
Okay. Corey, you got to keep some small talk going. This is real boring for podcasters.
Oh, tell me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, loser.
If you think it's bad for us.
Listening at home. Let's see. Let's play an audio clip.
Talk some more about All In. We didn't even ask Alex what he thought about the women's
Please
match.
Wait.
About the women's match?
Yeah.
What did you think, Alex, besides get it out of the ring?
I actually didn't mind it at all. I mean, I was skeptical with it being a four-way match, but like I remember telling you guys a couple matches later that one of them pulled off that Canadian Destroyer finisher. And it was really good, so I definitely would probably put that. I mean, I don't know how many matches were on the card, but probably top five matches on the card. So,
hey, we'll take that.
But you know and I know that you're only half the man that I am. And I have half the brain that you do.
And with that, let's hear your answers.
Okay, I can go first.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Big E?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, I wager... Well, I'll tell you my answers first, and then I'll tell you what I wagered. My answers were Anderson and Romo won it.
Okay.
And Benoit and Malenko won it.
Correct.
And I wagered 1,100.
2,200. Do you guys even have answers?
Who were your two again?
Art Anderson, Paul Roma, and Chris Benoit and Dean Malenko.
I had Anderson and Malenko, and Anderson and
I had someone three else.
Correct.
I had three written down, and none of them were correct. So.
Hey, that's even better. That's why I'm never doing this again.
Luger, Sting, Benoit, Pillman.
I tried so hard to find the easiest shit. I was going to be like, how do you spell Horseman?
What is Ric Flair's real name?
I did fucking terrible at this. I can't do this. I make shit too hard.
Ric Flair.
Richard Flair.
Well, at least we did find out one thing in this.
What's that?
I'm not good at the trivia game.
You're really good at it, just too good. We're really bad at it.
I don't think...
I bet there's listeners right now that could be potentially listening going, these guys are idiots. I knew every one of those. Corey is great.
There's
somebody out there.
Somebody out there knows their horseman. I fucking started pulling out that 90 shit. I'm like, what is this? Anderson and Roma were tag team champions?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Fuck. I didn't know probably half of those. So I thought you guys might.
Cool. Cool, dude.
Okay, game over. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Good show.
Yeah, well, that's up for debate.
It was all right.
We need Eric.
Yeah, he's
Eric's our Tully.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
He's got the hair.
For sure. What?
All right, guys, we'll catch you next week. What are we talking next week?
No idea.
Let's do something fun.
I think I said something like, or suggested, if you were to change an angle in the history of pro wrestling or change
it's a tough one, dude. I could see a lot of us just sitting here going, I liked them all.
What do you think we did?
Never.
What do you think?
Not in this room.
What do you think we did today?
Let's rebook something.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, if you were to change something, what would you change and how would you rebook?
Can we not just let T.O. pick it?
Just
pick what the show is next week.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's
So pick one?
Let's rebook
pick
the
one
invasion
angle.
Okay. We're rebooking the invasion angle. What invasion?
WCW.
I think we all need to have been watching
2001.
At this point.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. We're rebooking 2001, the invasion angle.
All 2001 Raw.
Can't wait Smackdown. To find out what happened during this angle. Okay. That does it for this week. We'll be back next week to rebook a fucking angle from 2001. That's what we're doing.
No, let's change it.
No, it's set.
Fancy pants.
I'll be sick next Tuesday.
Let's rebook the NWO angle.
Rebook it?
That's holy shit.
Why don't we just do a show on the NWO? That'd be a lot better and easier.
Yep. That's why he's here.
As smooth as this one went, I say let's do it.
You know what I mean? Well, think about it. There's a lot. There's 10 times the people that are in the NWO. They had billions of times more screen time and matches. I mean, we could easily go through some NWO shit.
NWO Super Show next week.
Good.
Done. Wait till we find out who all was in this one. Good job, T.O. Okay.
Right, remember to check out YoRadio.com once again for the best in online streaming radio and LineUpMedia.fm for the best in podcast audio.
Sounds better when you say it.
This podcast was a presentation of LineUpMedia.fm.